We've seen a lot over the last 5 years. We've seen God do a lot of great things. We've seen people that had stopped going to church or never went to church start coming to church. We've seen that happen. We've seen sicknesses healed and prayers answered. We've seen people get saved. We've seen people get baptized. We've seen people start up new ministries. We have a building that we never could have possibly afforded. We've seen God do some really amazing things. And as a church, we've also done a lot over the last 5 years. You saw it scrolling through there. We've done free gift wrapping, free popcorn, ice cream, giveaways at community days, diapers and books, welcome baskets to new people who move into town, bottles of water on the trail, bottles of water Memorial Day, backpacks and school supplies, movies, financial support for people who are struggling, day of service, scarves, paying for people's groceries, sensory-friendly Easter egg hunt, cleaning the post office, Easter breakfast, yard work for people, and a marriage seminar. We've done quite a bit in 5 years. And everything we do for free. We don't ask for anything in return. When we do giveaways, we don't ask for discounts for the things that we buy. We want to give away a lot. And the question is, why do we do that? Isn't this like churches? You sit in rows and you stare at the back of somebody's head and you listen to a sermon and you sing a few songs and then you go out and then you come back a week later and that's about it, right? No, that's not what church is. We want to do more than that. And there's a reason we do the things we do. And there's two verses I want to share to answer that question. The first one is in Matthew 5:16. Jesus said, "Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Jesus said, "Let your light shine." Darkness needs light. Jesus is the light. And so we all need Jesus because, let's be honest, we all have some darkness in our lives, don't we? We all have areas of struggle that we don't have the answers for. We all have areas of need that we can't meet. And He is our only hope of salvation. He is our only hope of meeting those needs that we don't have the answers for. And we live in a world where we're surrounded by people who are looking for answers because everybody struggles with something, whether it's loneliness or addiction or uncertainty, or relationship struggles, or depression, or sickness, or guilt. All of us struggle with something, and Jesus is the light in that darkness. He is the answer for all of those things. So if you're lonely, He's a constant companion. If you are struggling with an addiction, He came to set captives free. If you have an uncertainty in your life, He is our wisdom. If you have depression, He is our joy. If you have struggles in relationships, He is the one who brings peace. If you have a sickness, He's our healer and He's our comforter. And if you have guilt in your life, He came to bring forgiveness for our sins. And I want to talk about that one specifically for just a couple minutes because let's be honest, we all need forgiveness for something, right? And we all know that we need forgiveness. We've all done things that we knew we shouldn't have done. We've all done it. And it doesn't matter who you are or how hard you try or how perfect your grandparents told you you are. We all know that we've messed up. We all know that we've done things that we can't fix, that we can't repair, and there's nothing we can do to undo the sin problem and to relieve ourselves of guilt. And the Bible tells us that because of our sin, we are separated from God. But Jesus came to bridge that gap. Jesus came to bring life and hope and forgiveness and salvation. So His life on the earth shows us that a relationship with God is available to all of us. His death on the cross shows us that forgiveness is available to all of us. And His resurrection shows us that new life and a brand new start is available to all of us. That's why we're here, is to share that story. To share with others how Jesus is the one who brings hope, forgiveness, and a brand new start. And the great thing about how He does that is that He meets us exactly where we are. He reaches into our point of need and meets us there. And you see this all through the earthly ministry of Jesus. What are some of the things He did? He healed people who were sick. He fed people out in the wilderness when there was no food available. He calmed a storm when people's lives were literally at risk and they're about to die. And He was the one that calmed the storm. And He does these things over and over again where He meets a felt need and then He shares the truth. Something like, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Me." And that's His pattern all through His ministry, where He starts with somebody's need and then He shares the truth. He shows them love and then He shows them the way. And He's called us to do the exact same thing. And that's why we do the stuff that we do, because Jesus loves Bainbridge. Whatever town you live in, he loves that town. Whatever neighborhood you live in, he loves that neighborhood. He loves your neighbors, your coworkers, the people you see at the post office, the people you buy groceries from, the people who fix your car, the people that wave to you as you drive by, all of them. He knows every one of them, and he loves and cares about every one of them. And so we want to do everything that we can in a simple and tangible way to show people that there is a God who knows them and cares about them and loves them. Let your light shine, Jesus said. Why? So that people will see and know and glorify your Father in heaven. That's why we want our light to shine, to point to the Father, to point to the one who loves the people that we come across every single day. I like the way James puts it in James 1:17. He says this, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father. So everything good in our lives is a gift from God. And just let that sink in for a minute. Those things that bring a smile to your face, those things that lighten your load, every one of those things, it's a reminder that God loves you. When you have an amazing meal, it's just like, that was so good. I can't wait until I get to eat Sean's cooking again. That's a reminder of God's love for you. Well, when you see a beautiful sunrise or a sunset, that's a reminder of an amazing creator who did that just for us to see it and experience it and be amazed by it. When you hear a song that just ignites something inside of you and say, that was great, I got to hear that again. Or when you have that conversation with somebody and you walk away saying, it was so good just to talk with them, just to have that conversation. All of those things, when little kids do funny things like that and it brings a smile to our face, all of those things, you know what they are? Those aren't just things that happened. Every one of those things, it's God tapping you on the shoulder and saying, I just want you to know that I'm here and that I love you and I care about you. And that's why we do the things that we do, because we want to be that tap on the shoulder to as many people as possible. So when we give away a free ice cream cone, or when we hand somebody a bag of popcorn, or give a family an opportunity to enjoy a movie together for free, or we give somebody a welcome basket who just moved into the community, or we give a bottle of water to somebody on a hot day when they're thirsty, or when we give diapers to a single mom, or when we do gift wrapping for somebody who's just stressed out with the busyness of the Christmas season, every one of those things we do, what we were doing is we're saying this is a gift from your Father. That the God who created the heavens knows you by name, and he is aware of everything you're going through. And this simple gift, this simple act of kindness, it's just a reminder that he loves you and that you are not alone. That's why we do what we do. Because we want people to know. We are a gathering of imperfect people seeking to know and encounter God. And we want to invite as many people as possible into that same life-changing experience of forgiveness and hope and a new life that comes through Christ. That's why this church exists.